From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The mass transit system in the nation's largest city is slowly coming back to life after Superstorm Sandy overwhelmed New York City's infrastructure. Governor Andrew Cuomo says parts of the subway system will begin running again tomorrow. Again, that's just parts of that system. Two major airports have reopened, but New York's LaGuardia is still closed because of water on its runways. Given the wide impact of the storm, Governor Cuomo says there is an important takeaway for elected officials.
Part of learning from this is the recognition that climate change is a reality. Extreme weather is a reality. It is a reality that we are vulnerable. And if we're going to do our job as elected officials, we're going to need to think about how to redesign or as we go forward, make the modifications necessary so we don't incur this type of damage.
Insurers estimate the damage across the eastern U.S. could be in the tens of billions of dollars. Sandy has claimed at least 65 lives in multiple states. More than 6 million people are still without power. Now, today it is about assessing damage in many areas. We spoke a while ago to NPR's Dina Temple-Raston as she was driving into New York City from her home in Connecticut.
We live in the southernmost tip of Stamford in Connecticut, right on the water there. So there was an enormous storm surge. The wind was bad, but the storm surge seemed to have been what was even worse. And we had workmen in this morning who were pumping out the basement. We have 6 feet of water in the basement. And they said that in Darien, which is the next town over, houses that were on the shore were literally knocked off their foundation. So there's a lot of cleanup to be done. There's not just pumping out of basements, but people sort of trying to take stock of just what the storm did.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. President Obama is touring the most severely affected areas of New Jersey, where the National Guard has been evacuating residents from heavily flooded towns, including Hoboken and Moonachie. He resumes campaigning tomorrow. With less than a week until the election, Mitt Romney resumed his normal campaign schedule today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Romney has 3 events across Florida.
Romney started out with an acknowledgement of the people suffering in the wake of the storm and a plea for donations.
We love all of our fellow citizens. We come together in times like this, and we want to make sure that they have a speedy and quick recovery from their financial and, in many cases, personal loss.
Then he segued into his typical stump speech, though he did not go after President Obama as aggressively as usual. That's partly because the president is off the campaign trail today touring storm damage in New Jersey, and it's partly because Romney has begun emphasizing bipartisanship and optimism as part of his final pitch to voters. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign.
Dow is down 37 points at last check at 13,071. This is NPR. Backup generators keeping the lights on at the New York Stock Exchange, which reopened today after the superstorm halted trading for the last 2 days. Mayor Michael Bloomberg rang the opening bell. At last glance, we see the Dow's off 36 points at 13,070. NASDAQ losing 16. It's at 29.72. And the S&P 500 down slightly at 14.09. In other news, 2 Detroit automakers are disputing an ad from the Romney campaign. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports the ad suggests U.S. auto manufacturing jobs will be moved overseas if the president is reelected.
The TV and radio ads claim both Chrysler and General Motors are adding jobs in China at the expense of workers in Ohio. Ohio is a top auto-producing state and a swing state in the presidential race. Chrysler recently announced that it would be starting up production of Jeeps in China to sell in China, and General Motors is expanding its operations in China as well, which is now the largest and fastest-growing car market. Both Chrysler and General Motors executives rushed to condemn the ads. Chrysler's CEO sent an email to workers saying Jeep production will not be moved from the United States to China, and GM says it will continue to add jobs in the U.S. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Speaking of, the unemployment rate has hit 11.6% in the Eurozone. September had the biggest increase in the number of people looking for work in 3 months. That leaves a total of 18.5 million people in the 17 nations that use the euro currency now out of jobs. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 30 points. It's at 13,076. This is NPR.